Welcome back to Dice and Salt. I'm Lord Richter.
And I'm Lady Toast.
And we're here to talk about episode 162, Watch Them Whip. And this podcast is based on an actual session of Pathfinder.
It tickles me because I like how it's based on an actual session. It's not just an actual session.
It's based on it, yeah.
It tickles me.
I liked Matt going, wait, when did we switch from Savage Worlds? Which I thought was very, very clever.
Is it?
Well, there's a Savage Worlds version of Galarian.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know why they did that, but they did a Savage World version of Pathfinder. So it's the Pathfinder world, but Savage World rules.
Huh.
So it's Galarian, but with the, yeah. So I thought that was clever.
Okay.
And then we're coming back to initiative, folks.
Yeah.
And surprise, surprise, we're fighting, Toast guessed it last episode, Vipervines.
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 The thing that tried to eat Joe last time.
Yes. There was just one of them last time, but this time there's four.
Is there four? I thought there were three.
Was it only three?
I thought it might have only been three. Okay. I thought it was red, blue, maybe it's green. Three.
That sounds right. I must have miscounted.
It happened.
I obviously miscounted. I'm like Joe. I was just so stoked about the champion, and I was like, why would you ever do the Hierophant?
That's Joe's position. Why would I ever do that?
Yeah, I'm so badass. Why would I ever do the Hierophant?
Especially now with like the minor heals that he can get.
Champion. All his lay on hands are like 30 points a pop or something like that. It's ridiculous.
Unless he needs like the specifics for like removing certain conditions, like... I mean, he's not really all that wrong.
Yeah, he's got some serious heals with that boost, man. The Hierophant would be way over the top. But yeah, unless it's downtime, he almost doesn't need it.
Yeah.
Some more massive will saves. I think it was 28 was the lowest.
Which is insane. It's always crazy to me that you can roll a d20 and it's like, oh yeah, I rolled a 41 or a 42.
Yeah. Well, skills get wild. Yeah. I guess to hits get wild too. Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah. I guess I see why 2E tried to rein all of that in.
Yeah.
And tried to pull everything back down to like
dialing that inflation back down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I call it inflation, but that's, I'm going from way back to now. So it seems radically different.
Oh, yeah. When you were rolling D6s.
Hey, we still had the same dice, buddy. We still had the same dice.
You could afford all 20?
That's right. I could afford all 20 dice.
Did it cost you a nickel?
No. No. Although, in my day, the Crown Royal dice bag, that was the one that cost you the most money.
I mean, you had to go buy Crown Royal.
Well, you had to go find somebody who could drink to go buy it for you. And then you had to convince them that it wasn't some kind of crazy con, that you just wanted the bag and they could keep the alcohol.
Yeah.
So, times were tough. What can I say? We survived. Yeah.
You had to trick someone into buying Crown Royal.
For themselves on my dime. Yeah.
I guess free alcohol is free alcohol.
I'm going to give you this $20. You go in and buy Crown Royal. And when you come out, you give me the bag. You can keep the booze. I want the bag.
Yep.
You'd think that would work. It worked less often than you thought.
Yeah.
You think it would work, you target the right audience. You think it would work all the time. And surprisingly, no. Nope. It's got to be the man pulling a con. I ain't going to do it, kid. No, I don't want the booze. I want the bag.
Sure, you do, kid. Sir, I'm not a delinquent. I'm a nerd.
I'm walking away. Yeah, no, the saves are for captivating Cloud.
Yep.
And I have to note that in the course of this fight with all three of these Vipervines, they get shocked, they get burned, but nobody tries to freeze them.
Uhtred specifically does, and he tries to use Ice Wall on them very early on, but it fails.
Ice Wall?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, because because Ice Wall says that if they make a reflex save, when they're adjacent to when it's forming, the spell just fails, and they made it. because they were all shocked that their reflex saves were so high, especially with their movement speed being so low.
All right, hang on. Let me look at Icewall now and see what I'm missing.
Okay.
Because I was feeling like I was pretty smart there for a second, and then, you know, now I'm feeling pretty dumb. So let's see if I can redeem it. Ice wall. Wall of ice. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Anchored plane.
He does the spherical version is what he tries to do.
They can make a reflex save to disrupt the wall. Got it. Okay. Okay, so they're doing it on purpose. Got it. Well, but that doesn't actually apply a cold effect to them. That just puts up a wall of ice.
Yeah, but later on, he does actually end up using a cold spell on one of them and makes it lethargic.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah,
oh,
well. He does actually end up doing it.
I missed that. I was looking for that because I looked him up for the hit points because I was like, God, these guys seem like they're beating on him.
Yep.
And I was wondering what the hit points were, and so I looked it up, and I was like, wow, that's a lot. And then I saw the cold lethargy, and I thought, man, I can't believe nobody froze him, and I missed Uhtred doing it.
Yeah, he does it. It's later on in the fight. It's towards the end, but he does actually do it.
Yeah, I missed it. That's my bad. Sorry, Uhtred.
Well, he and, you know, we're at the end of the episode at this point, but when they're walking away and, you know, walking back through the forest or jungle or whatever it is, and he specifically calls out that he's, you know, using a pearl of power to recast ice bite or something.
Okay,
because it wasn't chill touch, it was
a little bit stronger,
and I forget the exact name, but yeah, he had to re-prepare it because he'd used it.
Dang, I feel dopey for missing that now, but
it happens. I don't always catch everything.
Man, I was like, man, if somebody had just done cold, we could have had some fun. And you did at the very end, so we missed all the fun. Although we did get Thalias throwing Scoopnir.
You mean when he threw his shovel?
His magic shovel, Scoopnir?
Yeah. I like that he only did it because he already knew the role he was going to get. Because he rolled
in roll 20, if you have three attacks...
It rolls and you all click, three.
It rolls them all. It gives you all of them. So,
yeah. I thought it was funny. It's like, oh, I've still got this one roll. It's like, well.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's just the way it happens, my man. He needs to get returning on that shovel.
Yeah.
And it brings me to an apology to Joe.
Oh.
I have referenced the shoveler from Mystery Men in reference to Thalias, but I didn't make him watch Mystery Men. Had I done so, after he threw Scoopnir, he would still have been armed with his trusty trowel dig. Because I know, spoilers for the movie, by the way. It's another old movie.
Spoilers for a movie from 1996?
Yeah, whatever it says.
1999.
The shoveler gets separated from his big scoop shovel that he beats the crap out of people with, and someone comes at him with a weapon, and from his back he goes whoosh, and blocks it with a trowel, which, in case you're wondering, folks, is a small hand garden shovel. So see, I did Joe a disservice by not making him watch this.
Yeah,
I mean, he got Shovel Knight, you know, he got that and applied that, but the shoveler being older, you know, being perhaps the inspiration for Shovel Knight. You certainly could argue that because it existed before Shovel Knight.
Did it?
I believe so. Did Shovel Knight come out in 1996 and Joe only discovered it, what, 2 years ago when this AP started?
No, Shovel Knight's not. When were you released? 2014.
Okay.
So, it's been out for a decade.
It has been. It has been. But we're actually counting the weeks on this at 52. We're actually, you know, we're over 3 years on this AP, so.
Are we really?
Yeah, well, 52 times 3 is, 156, and we're at episode 162.
Oh, that's fair enough.
But anyway, I did Joe a disservice by not making him see this, because then he would have had, you know, not just Scoopnir to throw at things, but Dig, a backup weapon to,
Yeah.
Save himself.
Instead, he has a long sword that...
A crappy long sword.
He's never used.
He's, AKA completely unarmed.
Yeah. I like that. I was listening to it, and he says, all right, well, I pull out my long sword that I've never used, and I'm like, and has completely rusted to the inside of the scabbard.
Yeah, that would be funny. That would be nice.
It's like, oh, yeah, no, it's ruined. You haven't made
it. No, I'm
going to
use my
all.
Shield with what is it, Whirling Winds? No. What's the...
Fickle Winds.
Fickle Winds, yeah. I'm going to use my shield with Fickle Winds. It counts as a shovel, right? Oh. I'm only mildly mocking you, Tom. And Joe. Teasing. Let's call it teasing. Yeah. Oh,
I do like the number of crit cards, and I think at least two fumbles they pulled in this one.
Yeah. God, that was great. And it got spread around, too. That was entertaining, even more entertaining. So, you get the...
Well,
get our crit fisher going, and then
we
got a bunch of other people
Utrecht
in on it, too. Yep. Yeah. And we learned that Alex is not special. Tom has his mind fuck-offs where he, fuck off. He even tells himself to fuck off.
Yeah, I was like, is he telling himself? And then they immediately was like, are you telling yourself
to fuck off? Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
Oh, God. Oh. And our genius, the fire goblin, shows up again. Like I said, folks, he's not human. He's a goblin. He has that feat that makes him medium-sized. He has to be with all the fire he throws around. I thought when Matt had already used his firebrand, and I could, and Tom's like, no one tells me what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. And then it's all Matt's newest. I heard, I don't have it. It's going to hurt me. And I'm like, okay, Matt's newest character is.
Yeah.
And then he went to electricity, and I was kind of like let down, I'm going to be honest. Well, not that I wanted to kill Valbar.
Yeah.
But there was a certain level of humor in the fact that he was going to be the next fatality. I'm not going to lie to you, Matt. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's funny. It's like, okay, I'm going to give you this firebrand so that I can launch fireballs and fire-based spells around you guys, and you'll be fine. And Matt's just like, nah.
No. I'm going to use it.
Because otherwise, like, when he's fighting things that his stare doesn't affect, like, his character just doesn't do anything. And
he even says
as much. He's like, I'm going to fly up and just kind of spectate. I literally cannot do anything.
Yeah,
weird character build where I get that some fights are going to be easier for characters than others, and some fights are going to be much, much harder. But to have a character that is just absolutely useless in a fight, it's really weird.
Yeah, the whip seemed... I thought the whip was going to play more. I thought he was going to have more stuff for the whip, but it's I'm just not finding it useful.
Yeah.
And I'm a little disappointed.
I like
disappointed.
The character.
I like how he plays him.
Yeah. The mechanical build side of it feels a little... odd.
It feels
sometimes.
Goofy. It feels goofy. I thought that I had heard that a whip build with trip was a pretty, that whip trip build was supposed to be pretty potent. And I'm not seeing it, which is what I expected Valbar to be with the whip. So I don't know. I mean, maybe he's an undead beast. Maybe when there's undead, it's going to be like, aha, tuck, 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 tuck. And it will be like, whoa, there it is.
Yeah, because, I mean, other than the zitsy middle, he hasn't really fought any undead.
Yeah, and he wasn't that
when he came in.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the Ravener Nessie.
Yeah.
I guess she was a Ravener. But I was thinking of that fight, and I was like, it's not really doing anything.
I think he was doing other things in that fight anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I also get the idea of I'm going to be a support character, and my goal is to power my buddies and keep my buddies powered. And
the tricks that he does give them are extremely.
Oh,
useful,
yeah.
That's super cool.
Super cool.
Yeah. It just feels a little odd when you're like, well, dust your hands off. I'm done with this fight. The other character.
Yes.
Like, what do you mean? They're all still up and hitting me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still getting beat. What's going on?
Good luck.
Yeah, no, I have a I have a caster. He's a psychic, and he had a lot of that where I was trying to balance the kind of the buffing support he can do with some occasional need to deal out some firepower.
Yeah.
And I'm finally up high enough where that balance is all seems pretty good now.
Well, that's good.
And I know Pathfinder can take a while sometimes to achieve that. So
yeah.
But I mean, yeah,
aren't they like 16th level at this point?
Yeah, they're pretty high. They're really pretty high. So
there's not much room left.
So I'm chalking it up to I don't know what Matt was intending to do with it. And then, you know, sometimes you build something and then the AP goes a different direction and what you've built would have been great at another time.
That is also true.
Or against, you know, other challenges or something. So you're like, ah!
Yeah. I think we should move on. I think we've hammered Matt a little too hard already.
I don't think we've hammered him too hard.
Well.
But we should move on anyway.
I remember we've been here for like 6-7 minutes, so.
That's true. No more. No more. I'll say it a third time. No more. Yeah, I'm having fun.
Okay. I was confused as to what you were referencing.
Gnome. Gnome more. No more. No more.
I did not.
He's a gnome. That. No more. Okay. So it's a bad pun. Cut it out. I was thinking that Alex needs to pull out the toasty dice.
That's what he uses.
Since he uses that all the time?
Yeah. He rolls physical dice.
Yeah. No, I know. But I mean, he uses toast dice every session?
Yeah. I think he used them all of last book and he's kept using them. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. That's what he's been using.
Well, he was complaining he wasn't getting the rolls and whining.
Oh,
and
my dice are fickle.
I thought, you know, that can't be right. Toasty dice are pretty violent for him.
This is true.
So I was like, you know. And then he's banned from the power dice. He's got those saved for Tarbaphon.
Yeah. I
look forward to them
thirsty.
Coming back out.
And at least once this week.
One of my games. Yeah. I see that. So I misunderstood that the toast dice were giving him a timeout.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's still using them because I know he used them for all of book 4. And I'm pretty sure he kept using them in book 5. And I don't think he switched to anything else, but he very well could have. But okay. I know he used them for a long time.
I know he was throwing real dice, but he'd also mentioned that like when he has a set and it doesn't do well, he changes it out for the next session. He'll roll through.
Right.
He'll complete with that set, you know, which is sort of his brutality with the power dice.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know.
Oh, and then, you know, we finish the fight. We get rid of the viper vines. We're all done. We look at the trail and go, let's follow the heavy footprints. And we follow the heavy footprints and we walk right into another fight. Although, take it back. They took enough time to heal up and all that
stuff. And lose all of their buffs.
And lose all their buffs, yeah.
And they walked right into
a voice in your head.
Yeah, that's going to use their blood to paint the treetops.
Yes. Yeah, it sounded great. Since they all failed their perception checks.
Yeah. Even if there
didn't
is a.
Notice the danger approaching.
Yeah. So I guess even if it does get a surprise round, Uhtred will still get to go since he can't be surprised. But still.
Yes.
It'll be a bit rough. Depending on what it is, I have no
which we'll
idea.
Find out next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you have anything else? Because I think we kind of covered all of that.
Yeah, I think we did. I'm going to have to take a moment to pause, though. I'll be right back.
Okay. If I was funnier, I'd find a way to be talking to the people listening right here, but I'm not actually that funny.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry.
Welcome back.
Yeah. So I think we're done too. So I'm going to go to the outro.
Okay. You missed all my good jokes there.
I heard you. If I was a bit funnier, I'd say something funny to the people, but I'm not that funny.
I was hoping you'd left your headset.
No. I took my headset so I wouldn't miss anything.
All right.
And that does it for us this week. You can find us and the players on the Inspired Incompetence Discord. Links can be found at inspiredincompetence.com. I'm Lord Richter.
And I'm Lady Toast.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
goblin.
Yeah.
And but... and this brings us to, you know, does Toast mind goblin D's nuts? Oh my goodness.